सर्वेभ्यः अद्य सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः कारकप्रकरणे एकचत्वारिंशः पाठः नवम्बर् मासस्य ऊनविंशः दिनाङ्कः येनाक्षरसमाम्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् प्रथमं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः अस्त्यकारं वररुचिं हर्षकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम् मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तीश्वरिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते अष्टाध्याय्यां विभक्तिप्रकरणं पठामः जस्ट् रीड् इट् टुगेदर् अनभिहिते कर्मणि द्वितीया तृतीया च होश्छन्दसि अन्तरान्तरेण युक्ते कालाद्धनोरत्यन्तसंयोगे अपवर्गे तृतीया सप्तमी पञ्चम्यौ कारकमध्ये कर्मप्रवचनीये युक्ते द्वितीया यस्मादधिकैन्यस्य चेश्वरवचनं तत्त्वसप्तमी पञ्चम्यपाङ्परिभिः प्रतिदिनि प्रतिदाने च यस्मात् प्रत्यर्थकर्मणि द्वितीया चतुर्थ्यौ चेष्टायामनध्वनि चतुर्थी सम्प्रदाने क्रियार्थोपपदस्य च कर्मणि स्थानिनः तुमर्थाच्च भाववचनात् नमस्तुस्ति स्वाहा स्वधालं वषड्योगाच्च अन्यकर्मण्यनादरे विभाषा प्राणिषो कर्तकर्णयो तृतीया सह युक्ते प्रधाने येनाङ्गविकारः इत्थं भूतलक्षणे संयोन्यतरस्यां कर्मणि हेतौ अकर्तरिऋणे पञ्चमी विभाषागुणे स्त्रियां षष्ठी हेतुप्रयोगे सर्वनाम्नस्य तृतीया च अपादाने पञ्चमी अन्यारादितरर्थे दिक्शब्दाञ्चूत्तरपदाजाहि युक्ते षष्ठ्यतसर्थप्रत्ययेन येन पाद्वितीया पृथग्विना नानाभिस्तृतीयान्यतरस्यां करणे च स्तोकाल्पकृच्छकतिपयस्यासत्त्ववचनस्य दूरान्तिकार्थैः षष्ठ्यन्यतरस्यां दूरान्तिकार्थेभ्यो द्वितीया च सप्तम्यधिकरणे च यस्य च भावेन भावलक्षणम् षष्ठी चानादरे स्वामीश्वराधिपतिदायादसाक्षिप्रतिभूप्रसूतैश्च आयुक्तकुशलाभ्याम् च सेवायाम् यतश्च निर्धारणम् पञ्चमी विभक्ते साधुनिपुणाभ्यामर्चायाम् सप्तम्यप्रतेः प्रसितोत्सुकाभ्याम् तृतीया च नक्षत्रे च लुपि प्रातिपदिकार्थलिङ्गपरिमाणवचनमात्रे प्रथमा सम्बोधने च सामन्त्रितम् एकवचनम् सम्बुद्धिः षष्ठीशेषे यो विदर्थस्य करणे अधीगर्थदयेषाम् कर्मणि शून्यः प्रतियत्ने रुजार्थानाम् भाववचनानामज्वरेः आशिषिनाथः जातिनिप्रहणनाटक्राथपृशाम् हिंसायाम् व्यवकर्पणोः समर्थयोः दिवस्तदर्थस्य विभाषोपसर्गे द्वितीया ब्राह्मणे प्रेष्यब्रुवोर्हविषो देवता सम्प्रदाने चतुर्थ्यर्थे बहुलम् छन्दसि यजेश्च करणे कृत्वोऽर्थप्रयोगे कालेऽधिकरणे कर्तृकर्मणोः कृते उभयप्राप्तौ कर्मणि तस्य च वर्तमाने अधिकरणवाचिनश्च न लोकाव्ययनिष्ठा खलर्थतृणाम् न केनोर्भविष्यदाधमन्ययोः कृत्यानाम् कर्तरि वा तुल्यार्थैरतुलोपमाभ्याम् तृतीयान्यतरस्याम् चतुर्थी चाशिष्यायुष्यमद्यभद्रकुशलसुखार्थहितैः द्विगुरेकवचनम् I was deliberately slightly fast because that is the fluency which you should aim for. So, I mean, actually, I should because Ashtadhyayi, I mean, as long as you're reading the Siddhanta Kaumudi, it is slightly difficult to appreciate the importance of Ashtadhyayi. But once you read more, study more and more, and once you go on to the later granthas, they realize that what a handicap it is to not know the Ashtadhyayi in order. I realized it very late. I mean, if I had known this earlier, I'd most certainly have spent at least 6 months of my time completely for memorizing the Ashtadhyayi at least, or at least to familiarize myself with the order. Because as you go on, you realize that, I mean, there comes a stage when you start feeling that you don't know what Vyakarana is because you don't know the Ashtadhyayi. It's very, very, very important, and I mean, somehow in the Siddhanta Kaumudi Krama, I am sure Dikshita did not intend it, and probably when the great teachers of the past, like say two generations before, they still appreciated the importance. But what happened is, at least in my time when I learned, there was no much, I mean, the importance of Ashtadhyayi was not stressed upon, and because of which I feel I lose a lot now, because it makes a huge difference to how you understand and how you remember the application of sutras. If you just know the Ashtadhyayi, once you study it, it sits in your mind. But without the Ashtadhyayi, it's like, okay, you studied it for so many years, but still you don't know what it is. So, Prakarana, yes. I should say I'm still working around with them. I myself am trying to find out. But see, Pushpa Dikshit's method is amazing, amazingly good. I have attended a few of her classes, and it's the most logical thing to go by Prakarana. Okay, once you study everything, you finally realize that is the one which makes the most sense. But my question is, will it work at the beginner stage? I am not sure. Because I've attended a few women. Say she had a 15-day course on Kriyapada, and it was like mind-boggling was the only word to use for it. She goes through it in such a different way. But the thing is, only because I had already studied the Kaumudi on that, I was able to appreciate it and I was able to understand it. If that was my introduction to, say, sing on a Kaumudi, at least at that pace, I could not have kept pace with it. So, I'm still trying to find out actually what is the exactly. But I feel, there should be a balance, or at least, you read the Kaumudi and you read that, or there should be a way where, you merge both and read it, as in, yes, because at the beginning stage, well, she also stresses the fact that Siddhanta Kaumudi is the best sutrartha you have. She, even though she is opposed to the order in the Siddhanta Kaumudi, she tells that Siddhanta Kaumudi is the best sutrartha, and it is the Siddhanta. To know the Siddhanta, you need the Kaumudi. But that's what I mean. Just to know the prakriya, the problem comes in cases, say, not in, say, Karaka or Samasa, where, say, the artha is more important than the prakriya. But in, say, prakriya in sense prakaranas, especially in things like the Tinganta prakarana, you find that the Siddhanta Kaumudi is very it is very frustrating, because you go through the entire Vadigana. Vadigana has some 1,010 dhatus, and I did the Vadigana over 1.5 years with my teacher. We did it entirely, dhatu by dhatu. We did not leave a single dhatu. At the end of it, when I saw, can I tell the prakriya of a few dhatus today? Some of them. Common ones I might be able to tell, but still I cannot claim that I know the Tinganta Prakarana. So that is a huge thing. You go through it and you don't get that sense of knowing it. There are always some broken links. So for that, actually I'm trying to see what, we are losing some time in class today, but I think this is a discussion worth it. And what do we do after the Karaka Prakarana? I was thinking of, should we go through the samasa or should we go through a few of prakriya, because prakriya jnana is very important. And I was also thinking if we can do that thing on the prakriya in a different way, rather than just focus on prakriya, not on the artha. The siddhanta and the debates can come later. So this was just a thought. So I wanted to ask you, I might have raised this topic in the next class, but what would you all like? A bit of prakriya, mostly concentrating on prakriya or just the shastrartha, in the Siddhanta Kaumudi way. returning. Once, why I also raised this, that I thought important to know the Tinganta and Kridanta Prakriya was because we are doing the Proudha Manorama and he simply keeps quoting examples after examples where it is all about the Prakriya, some catch in the Prakriya. Where at least if there is some basic level of familiarity, people might be able to appreciate it better. It's in Kridanta, Tinganta, etc. So, well, yeah, I know. Yes. I was actually thinking of doing something through, I mean, not exactly her method maybe, but at least the approach is hers and maybe giving the sutra and going it slow rather than I mean, I would like opinions from everybody. I feel that would be useful and, yeah, tell me, sorry, I interrupted you. Yes, you were saying something recently. Yes. It's an amazing approach. I mean, you have to actually understand. I mean, you have to actually appreciate it. You have to, as I said, struggle through the dhatus one by one, and then you realize that this is it. And I mean, the feel itself is so different. It's like a completely different side of the thing. Because at first you are awed by it, and then you realize that at the beginning stage, will it work or not, and so on. But what did others think? I mean, I was thinking, as I said, of Tinganta Prakriya and probably a bit of introduction to Kridantas with reference to major pratyas and their Prakriya before we come back to this thing. Yeah, I understand. I think that, as I said, it will take me some time to actually sit and plan that class. And also, I have committed for a couple of classes now. So, probably there will be a break of 2 months or something after we finish Karaka Prakarana. And then we'll come back with, that's what I have to yet to decide, what we come back with. If we decide on thing and thing, yeah, let us see. Okay, so the... Which is this book? I don't think I have not seen this. What is the title? I don't seem to have seen it. Oh, okay. Okay, that's good. Yeah, Pushpa Dixit has also done. Okay, yeah. If you look at, the Ashtadhyayi of Pushpa Dikshit, it is useful in that way. She labels each, in the Ashtadhyayi order. So it's just the Ashtadhyayi Sutra Patha, but it comes with the Prakarana labels. Say, she says Karakadhikara, and then she says Apadana Prakaranam, Sampradana Prakaranam, so on. For each set of things come with those headings, Prakarana Nirdesha Samanvitaha, Ashtadhyayi Sutra Patha. It's useful. So Paniniya Paddhatihi. Paniniya. Yeah, no problem. So, this, the one which Bhanu Prakash says seems to be different. Maybe he has written something else. So, Paniniya Paddhati. Rupa Chandrika. Okay. I should see if it is there. I see how I can do it. So how many others are interested in Saratam Saralam? Rules of fun. Yeah, I should look at it. Okay, what about the others? Sorry, if anybody wants to say something about this? Interested in Tinantas? What do you think? Yeah, we should definitely be able to do it. Once we go through the thing on Tavakarna, there is always the pattern is the same wherever we go in Panini. There is a general and there is Vishesha. So, Samanya, say if you take Patati for Vadigana, there is one dhati, And Dikshita is under. She says, everything together. There are some 57 special dhatus. Okay, which have a different special in the sense of Prakriya, not in the sense of this. So, among them, we can see which are commonly used because some of them might be totally. Dhatus which are not in current use. So we can definitely make a list of it at the end of it so that it is easier to remember. Sure. That is also Dikshit's approach. It depends on what is the this. So, yeah, we will see. We'll see how I can make it. But, yes, I know, Samasa Prakarana is definitely important. But, for understanding the other Prakarana, or if you want to go to other things of grammar, Tiyanta is what is appears very handy because every sentence will have a Tinganta, and without understanding Tinganta, that's a bit difficult too. Especially if you're going through other literature or Kavyas or say Bhashya or anything. So we'll definitely do Samasa Prakarana. We're not skipping it, but maybe we should just do something on Tinganta and come back. Especially since we have had a heavy Prakarana in the Karakartha. Okay, it's mostly about the Artha and not the Prakriya. So Prakriya is very interesting and it is fun to do if done in the right way. So let us see. I've not yet crystallized my thoughts on it, but I'll think on it. I'll definitely do Samasa Prakaran, don't worry about it. With maybe just a few months of Singhantas and then coming back. It's not yet very, as I said, have a very clear idea of what I will do, but I'll think more about it since many people are interested in Singhantas, and then let us see what we can get out of it. So. Let's hope so. I mean, that would be very silly for me also. Let us see where to introduce Masha, because currently I don't have the confidence to say I can teach Masha. Okay, so we'll at least do a bit of class today. So I don't think we'll be able to complete Saptami today. It will be for the next class. We'll wrap up Saptami in the next class. So, okay. So Saptami Bhakti Prakarane Adhikaranam Adhikaranasya Saptami Tataha Heha Vartikam Adhiktam Nimittant Karma Yoga Nimittam Nama Phalam Priyayaha Phalam Phalavachakasya Saptami Bhakti Bhavati Yada Karmana Saha Yogaha Sanyogaha Samayova Vidyate Charmani Dvipinam Hanti Dvipinam Hanti Vyaghrasya Hananam Kriyate Charmartham Charma Tatra Phalam ఫలవాచకస్య సప్తమి విభక్తి దృశ్యతే తస్య చ కర్మణ నామ ద్వీపినా సహ సంయోగః అపి అస్తి చర్మణి ద్వీపినం హంతి దంతయోర్ హంతి కుంజరం కేశేషు చమదీం హంతి సీమ్ని పుష్కలకోహతః యస్య చ భావేన భావలక్షణం ఇతి సూత్రం యస్య క్రియయా క్రియాంతరం లక్ష్యతే as I said, one kriya is used as an indicator for the other kriya. Goshu Dohyamanasu Gataha. He went while the cows were being milked. So the Dohana Kriya is Lakshana for Gamana Kriya. So as you said, it should be Kriya on both sides. See, Ravichandranji mentioned two examples from the Kashika. Say, Jatavihi, Yo Jatavihi, so Bhunkte. So he who is eating? He is eating. So eating, the lakshana who is eating is yaha jatabhihi. So he who has matted hair. So that actually it is a lakshana for the person and not the, I mean, the jata is not a kriya. Kriyaya kriyantaram na lakshyate. Dravyena kriyantaram lakshyate. Ityataha asya sutrasya pravrtihi nasti. Similarly, what was the other example? Yobhunte saha devadattaha. So he who eats is devadatta, where the bhojana kriya is a lakshana for dravya again, devadatta, and not a kriya. So in both those cases, we do not have the bhava lakshana saptami. The bhava lakshana saptami or sati saptami occurs when one action is used as an indicator for the other. Tatreva Shasthita Anadare. Tatreva Yatra Kriyaya Kriyantaram Lakshyate Tatra Anadare Dyotye. When there is intention to convey Anadara, that is the Kriya which is a Lakshana is not considered or is ignored by the person. Say Rudataha Pravrajit. So even as his family, the wife and children were all crying, he took sannyasa. Which means he ignoring the act of crying, Rudataha Pravrajit, he have the Pravrajana Kriya, and therefore there is Anadara. Okay, so in that case you can have both Shashti and Saptami, but Shashti is the one which more effectively conveys Anadara. Agriyam Sutra Masti, Swami Shwaradhipati Dayada Sakshit Pratibhu Prasutaischa. Okay, so Swami. There is only two words. Swami, Ishvara, Adhipati, Dayada, Sakshi, Pratibho, Prasutaihi, Cha. Saptami Adhikarane Cha, Ittataha, Saptami, Iti Anuvartate, Shashti Cha, Anadare, Ittataha, Shashti, Ittapi Anuvartate. Etaihi, Saptabhihi, Yoge, Shashti, Saptam, Yostaha. So this is an Upapada Saptami. So when associated with these seven words. Swami, Ishvara, Adhipati, Dayada, Sakshi, Pratibhu and Prasuta. So, we have भोजष्ठी सप्तमी षष्ठी विभक्ति सप्तमी विभक्ति भवति षष्ठामेव प्राप्तायां पाक्षिक सप्तम्यर्थं वचनम्। सूत्रस्य अभावे शेषे षष्ठी इत्यनेन षष्ठी विभक्तिर् भवति। अनेन सूत्रेण तु विकल्पेन सप्तमी अपि विधीयते। गवाम गोषु वा स्वामी, गवाम स्वामी गोषु स्वामी, ही इज द लॉर्ड ऑफ कौस इत्यर्थे षष्ठी तथा सप्तमी। गवाम गोषु वा इति व्याख्याने गो संबंधी इत्यर्थः। सो द अर्थ देयर इज स्टिल संबंध, संबंध विच इज जनरली गवर्नड बाय षष्ठी। हियर वी आल्सो हैव संबंधी गवाम गोषु वा ईश्वरः। सो ही गिव्स द अदर एग्जांपल्स, द ही जस्ट सेज द स्वामी गवाम गोषु वा अधिपतिः, गवाम गोषु वा दायादः। सो ही गिव्स द इंटरप्रिटेशन, व्हाट इज दायाद। पुत्रादिभिः ग्रहीतुं योग्यः पित्राद्यर्जित धनांशः दायः, तम आदत्ते इति दायादः। सो दाय भागा इज दट पोर्शन विच यू आर एंटाइटल्ड, अ पर्सन इज एंटाइटल्ड टू इनहेरिट फ्रॉम हिज फादर और फोर फादर्स। पुत्रादिभिः ग्रहीतुं योग्यः पित्राद्यर्जित धनांशः, सो द वेल्थ विच वाज अर्नड बाय हिज फादर और अदर फोर फादर्स, which is he is entitled to receive, that is daya. Okay, that portion is called daya. Daya atti, dayam atti. So those, all those who are entitled to it are called dayadas of each other. So I mean generally dayadas is in the sense of cousins. It is used in the sense of cousins, but the actual interpretation is, the derivation of the word is those who are entitled to receive the inheritance. So if there is a grandfather and all his grandchildren are dayadas, that is they are entitled for his inheritance and they are cousins. Okay, I mean effectively it turns out to be cousins, but the derivation of the word is that way. Putradibhihi grahitum yogyah pitradyarthita dhanamshah dayah tam adatte iti dayadah. Ato anupasarge kavidhau anupasarga grahane satyapi atayeva nipatanat kaha. This is the word dayada, the ad is the dhatu, so there is a kat pratyaya nipatanat, because it is given as a siddha sarupa in the same sutra, in the swamishwara adhipati dayada we have this. Go sambandhi dayadaha ityarthaha gavamsa daye anvayaha. So the go is the daya, that is it is the, he is entitled to inherit the cows, that is what it means, the gavam dayadaha or goshu dayadaha. Okay. यस्मादधिकम् इति सूत्र, ओके सॉरी, गवांस दाये अन्वयः नित्यसाकांक्षत्वात् वृत्तिः गवात्मकस्य अंशस्य आदाता इति फलितः अर्थः। सो इट मीन्स द पर्सन हु, अति मीन्स जनरली इट मीन्स टू ईट, बट इट मीन्स टू एंजॉय और इवन इट इज यूज्ड इन सेंस ऑफ हैविंग इट टू एक्सपीरियंस भोग इत्यर्थेपि, लिटरली मीन्स टू ईट, but I mean he has, does not mean he eats cows, he enjoys or he that, okay. Bhunkte, that is also the bhoga, the word bhoga itself is that, that is, I mean generally it means to eat, but it is also to, no, bhoga. So gavatmakasya amshasya adata iti phalitavarthaha, it means he who takes a share of those cows. यस्मादधिकम् इति सूत्रभाष्ये तु दायादशब्दः स्वामिपर्यायः इति स्थितम्। इट् इस् आल्सो यूस्ड् एस् ए सिनोनिम् आफ् ओनर्, बट् इट् इस् द ओनर्शिप् विच् इस् गाट् थ्रू इन्हेरिटेन्स्। सो गवां गोषु वा स्वामी, गवां गोषु वा प्रसूतः, बोर्न् अमङ्ग् कौस्। सो वट् डस् इट् मीन्, द मूल इट् सेल्फ् गिव्स् गाः एव अनुभवितुं जातः इत्यर्थः। The same, he is born among cows. He is born in a family which has a lot of cows and he can enjoy that all that wealth. Gaha eva anubhavitum jataha ityarthaha. Yes, so Swami Shwaradhipati Dayada Sakshi Pratibho Prasutaischa. अग्रिमं सूत्रमस्ति आयुक्तकुशलायां च आसेवायां पदत्रयम् आयुक्तकुशलाभ्यां च आसेवायां सप्तमी षष्ठी इति अनुवर्तेते अभ्याम योगे षष्ठी सप्तम्यौ स्तः तात्पर्ये अर्थे सो इन असोसिएशन विद द वर्ड्स आयुक्त एंड कुशला व्हेन इट मींस आसेवा तात्पर्य दैट इज टू बी फुल्ली एंगेज्ड इन इट वेरी इंटरेस्टेड एंड एंगेज्ड इन इट तस्मिन् अर्थे भवति तात्पर्य इति औत्सुक्ये इत्यर्थः he is very enthusiastic about it and he does it with wholeheartedly tasmin arthe autsukye tarpah tatpare prasita sakta avishtartho dyukta utsukah ityamarah okay ayuktah vyaparitah sayuktah is he is engaged in doing it he started doing something vyaparitah he started acting towards something ayuktah kushalah va हरिपूजने हरिपूजनस्य वा सो यू कैन से हरिपूजने आयुक्तः और हरिपूजनस्य आयुक्तः इट मीन्स ही स्टार्टेड डूइंग वर्शिप हरिपूजनम कर्तुं व्यापारितः उद्यतः इत्यर्थः एंड एडिशनल मीनिंग इज आसेवा बाय द एडिशनल मीनिंग कन्वेड बाय द सप्तमी बिकॉज षष्ठी यू वुड हैव हैड इट थ्रू शेष षष्ठी विशेषेण अर्थः औत्सुक्यमपि अस्ति ही इज डूइंग इट होल हार्टेडली विथ एंथुसियाज्म तस्मिन् अर्थे हरिपूजने आयुक्तः अथवा हरिपूजनस्य आयुक्तः एवमेव हरिपूजने कुशलः ही इज स्किल्ड इन हरिपूजन एंड ही आल्सो वांट्स टू डू इट ही डज इट विथ एंथुसियाज्म यू कुड बी स्किल्ड एट समथिंग बट यू माइट नॉट बी इंटरेस्टेड इन इट यू माइट जस्ट बी डूइंग इट फॉर द सेक ऑफ डूइंग इट बट हियर हरिपूजने कुशलः द एम्फसिस एडेड बाय द सप्तमी इज ऑफ इंडिकेटिंग ऑफ द तात्पर्य ओके so usually you would have had shashti so even though he says you can use shashti or saptami that extra effect is given by the saptami because saptami occurs only in that particular sense it means that he is doing it with interest and enthusiasm tatparya utsukyam vidyate ityarthah so ayuktah kushalo va iti Haripujana vishaye ayuktaha pravartitaha ityarthaha. Somebody asked him to do Haripuja and he is doing it, but he himself has the interest to do it. Atra vaishayika adhikaranatva vivakshayam saptamyam eva praptayam sambandhamatra vivakshayam tu shashtyam eva praptayam vachanam. So he says, I mean, there could be saptami even in the sense of adhikarana, just adhikarana. Haripujana vishaye ayuktaha, iti vaishayika adhikaranam. Athava shesha shashti, sambandha matra yokshayam, kevalam shashti bhavati. Asmin arthe to shashti saptami. Hi vibhakti dvayasya api prasakti hi asti. Anena sutrenam. Asevayam kim? आयुक्तो गौः शकटे किमर्थम् आसेवायाम् इति विद्यते हि सेस् गौः शकटे आयुक्तः आयुक्तः नाम ईषद्युक्तः आङ् ईषदर्थे क्रियायोगे इत्यादिन ईषदर्थे आङ् इति स्लैट्लि टैड् ऐ मीन् नाट् कम्प्लीट्लि योक्ड् स्लैट्लि योक्ड् इन् द कार्ट् आयुक्तः गौः शकटे तु अस्मिन् अर्थे तु षष्ठः प्रयोगः नास्ति दिस् इस् ओन्लि अधिकरणत्वविवक्षायां केवल सप्तमी एव भवति न तु षष्ठी द नेक्स्ट रूल इज वेरी इम्पोर्टेंट एज इन इट इज सीन वेरी ऑफन यतश्च निर्धारणम द प्रयोग इज वेरी कॉमन यतः च निर्धारणम इति पदत्रयम षष्ठी सप्तमी इति द्वयमपि अनुवर्तते यत्र निर्धारणम निर्धारणम नाम किं जाति गुण क्रिया संज्ञाभिः समुदायात् एकदेशस्य पृथक्करणं निर्धारणम् सो वाट् इस् निर्धारण हि सेस् समुदायात् एकदेशस्य पृथक्करणं यु सेपरेट् अ पार्ट् फ्रम् अ ग्रूप् समुदायात् एकदेशस्य पृथक्करणम् एण्ड् हौ बै वाट् मीन्स् यु केन् सेपरेट् इट् आन् द बेसिस् आफ् जाति गुण क्रिया और् संज्ञा सो दट् इस् काल्ड् निर्धारणं निर्धारणं यतः सो फ्रम् दट् विच् यु सेपरेट् फ्रम् दट् ग्रूप् from which you separate apart so tatah shashti saptamyo stah so on that you have shashti and saptami so jati guna iti that is it
యత ఇది తత ఇది చ పంచమ్య అర్థే తసిహి. సో యత అండ్ తత ఇట్ మీన్స్ తసి ఇన్ ద పంచమ్య అర్థ. తస్మాత్ యస్మాత్ సముదాయాత్ ఏకదేశస్య జాతి గుణక్రియా సంన్యాసిహి పృథక్కరణం స్వేతర వ్యావృత్త ధర్మ విశేషవత్వ బోధనం నిర్ధారణ శబ్దవాచ్యం గమ్యతే తస్మాత్ షష్ఠీ సప్తమ్యౌ. రిమూవ్ ఆల్ ద విశేషణస్ దేర్. యస్మాత్ సముదాయాత్ ఏకదేశస్య పృథక్కరణం తస్మాత్ షష్ఠీ సప్తమ్యౌ. సో దట్ గ్రూప్ ఫ్రమ్ విచ్ యు ఆర్ సెపరేటింగ్ అ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్, సో ఆన్ దట్ గ్రూప్ వర్డ్ విచ్ ఇండికేట్స్ దట్ సముదాయ యు హ్యావ్ షష్ఠీ ఆర్ సప్తమి. ఓకే, సో సెపరేషన్ ఈస్ ఆన్ ద బేసిస్ ఆఫ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ జాతి గుణ ఆర్ క్రియా ఆర్ సంజ్ఞ. అండ్ ద వై డూ యూ డూ దట్, సో బికాస్ టు ఇండికేట్ అ స్పెషల్ క్వాలిటీ ఆర్ అ స్పెషల్ థింగ్ ఇన్ దట్. ఓకే, యుల్ అండర్స్టాండ్ వెన్ యూ సీ ద ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్. నృణాం నృషు వా బ్రాహ్మణ శ్రేష్ఠ. సో అమంగ్ మెన్ అ బ్రాహ్మణ్ ఇస్ ద బెస్ట్. సో వెన్ యూ ఆర్ సేయింగ్ దట్ నృణాం నృషు, నృణాం సముదాయ, సో మెన్ ఇస్ సముదాయ, ఫ్రమ్ దట్ యు ఆర్ సెపరేటింగ్ అ క్లాస్ ఓకే ఆఫ్ బ్రాహ్మిన్స్. సో దేర్ ద బ్రాహ్మణ ఇస్ ద ఏకదేశ విచ్ ఇస్ సెపరేటెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద సముదాయ ఆఫ్ నరస్. సో దేర్ నృ ఇది సముదాయ, సముదాయ వాచక నృణాం బ్రాహ్మణ శ్రేష్ఠ అథవా నృషు బ్రాహ్మణ శ్రేష్ఠ. సో ద సెపరేషన్ ఆఫ్ హియర్ ఇస్ బై on account of the jati, the class. We are separating the brahmanas as a class. Okay, so jatya nirdharanam, so that is nirdharana. You are separating a thing because to say some special quality. Okay, nranam nrishu va iti nru shabdah manushya samudaye vartate udbhutavayava bheda vivakshayam bahuvachanam. So it is a samudaya. When you say a samudaya can be intended, indicated by two things. When you intend it as a group, it is ekavachana. If you intend it as a group where each part is separately tangible, they have bahuvachana. That is how we can either have sarvaha or sarve, sarvojanaha or sarvejanaha. Both of them are correct. Okay. So, in both cases, you are covering the entire samudaya. But in one case, it is the vivaksha as a group, as a whole. And in the other case, it is the vivaksha of a group where the individual entities are separate. Okay. So here, so you can have bahuvachana. Manushya samudaye vartate udbhutavayava bheda vivakshayam bahuvachanam dvijaha ititu jatyabhiprayam ekavachanam. Whereas when you are saying dvijaha or brahmanaha, so it does not mean a single brahmin. It means the class. So tatta samudaye ekavachanam. So here only you have examples of both kinds of samudaya. Both of them are groups. In one case, it is a udbhutavayava. In the other case, it is anudbhutavayava. That is, you are just referring to it as a class and not as the individual entities or separate. You can also say brahmanaha shreshtaha. That is also fine. But brahmanaha shreshtaha is also correct. Vijaha iti tu jatyabhiprayam ekavachanam. షష్ఠీ సప్తమ్యో అవయవ అవయవిభావ సంబంధ అర్థ ఉదాహృత నిర్ధారణ విషయత్వ రూపశ్చ. సో బై ద షష్ఠీ ఆర్ ద సప్తమి ద మీనింగ్ కన్వేడ్ ఇస్ ద సంబంధ అవయవ అవయవి. నృ ఇస్ ద సముదాయ ఇస్ ద అవయవి అండ్ బ్రాహ్మణ ఇస్ అన్ అవయవ అండ్ ఆల్సో దట్ నిర్ధారణ దట్ దిస్ ఇస్ బీంగ్ సెపరేటెడ్ తతశ్చ మనుష్య సముదాయ ఏకదేశభూత ద్విజ శ్వేతర వ్యావృత్య వ్యావృత శ్రేష్ఠ్య రూప ధర్మక. So he has that special quality of being Shrestha, which is not present in other other parts of that samudaya. Gavam Goshuva Krishna Bahukshira. Gavam Goshu, among the cows, Krishna, the black cow, Bahukshira, is the one which gives a lot of milk. Bahukshira. Now this is a guna. Bahukshiratva is a guna which is present in the the Krishnatva is a guna which is present in the cow. You are separating it based on color, a guna. Right? So in the previous case, you separated Brahmana based on the jati. Here you are separating Krishna, that is a black cow. So from the group of cows, you are separating a few cows based on their quality, the guna of being Krishna. Okay? So they have that, Svetara Vyavritta Dharma. So to separate, there should be some dharma which is unique to that. And here that dharma which is unique is bahukshira, giving a lot of milk or producing a lot of milk. Gavam goshuva iti. Gunena prithakkaranam udaharati gavam goshuva iti. So here the nirdharana is based on guna. Jati, guna, samnya, kriya bhihi. Atra gunena nirdharanam. Gosamuda ekadesha bhuta krishna gauhu. Svetara vyavrata bahukshiratva rupa dharmika ityarthaha. So similarly, gachhatam gachhatsuva dhavan shikraha. So among people who are moving or going, dhavan shikraha, the one who is running, will be quicker or faster. Now, there is a group of people who are going. From that, you are separating those who are running. So, tatra nidharanam kriyaya. You are separating it upon the basis of the action of running. Kriyaya nirdharanam kriyate. And there, the prithakarana, the unique dharma which is there in those is the shikra. They are quicker than the others. So, kriyaya prithakaranam udaharati gachyatam gachyatsuva iti. Gachat samudayaika desha bhutaha dhavan svetara vyavritta shaigrya dharmikaha ityarthaha. Chatranam chatreshuva maitraha patuhu. Chatranam chatreshuva, among students, maitra is the name of a person. He is patuhu, he is an expert, he is good. Now, you are separating Maitra from the group based on a Samnya, by name. You are separating an individual by name. Jati, Guna, Kriya, Samnya Bhihi, Samudaya, Rekadeshasya, Prathakkaranam, Nirdharanam. Yasmat, Tataha, Shashti, Saptami. So, in all cases, on the group you have Shashti or Saptami. So, Samnyaya, Prathakkaranam, Udaharati, Satranamiti. Chatra samudaya ikadesha bhutaha maitra nama svetara vyavratta patutva dharmakaha. So he has that expertise which separates him from the group. Again, it is a chatranam maitra patuhu or chatreshu maitra patuhu. So both vibhaktis are used very widely in sense of nirdharana. Yes, the Vibhuti Yoga, it says completely whatever he says, Sashanam Makarashchasmi, whatever. I mean, the whole thing that he says that he is something, all that, everything he has, mostly he is Shashti, I think, in that way. Kirti Shri Vakchanarinam, yes, mostly he has used Shashti, but you can also use Saptami in all those cases. Huh? Agyam Sutramasti Panchami Vibhakte. So, Padadvayamasti Etashcha Nirdharanam Iti Anuvartate. Vibhagaha Vibhaktam. Vibhakta means Vibhaga, where there is a separation, okay, division. So, Vibhagaha Vibhaktam Iti. So, if you look at the Vyakhyana, Bhavekta Pratyayashtrayanat Iti Bhavaha. Sakta pratyayas in bhava, which means the act of dividing or separating. Yatascha nirdharanam iti anuvartate. Nirdharana avadhibhutanam manushyadinam nirdharyamananam dvijanam cha samanyatmana abhedaha visheshatmana bhedascha sthitaha. Evancha nirdharane sarvatra kathanchit bhedascha sattvat vibhaktaha ityanena bheda eva ityarthaha vivakshitaha. Tatascha yatra nirdharana avadhehe nirdharyamanasya cha bhedaha eva natukena pyupatta rupena abhedaha tatra ivasya pravrittihi. What he says is, whenever you are separating, the previous case nirdharana, if you say gavam goshuva krishna, now this krishna gauhu, these black cows and the cows, there is abheda. If you just take the property of being a cow, there is abheda. If you take the property of being a black cow, there is bheda. So there is both bheda and abheda. You can say it as in samanena gauhu ityapi वक्तुं शक्यते विशिष्य कृष्णागौः इत्यपि वक्तुं शक्यते हियर ही स्पेसिफिक therefore in all cases of nirdharana there is division or separation bhedah astyeva kintu visishya vibhakte iti uktatvat yatra bhedayeva natu abhedah so where the two things which you are comparing are completely different and are not one in any sense okay so there you have this sutra applying look at the example nirdharyamanasya yatra bhedah eva tatra panchami syat where there is only bheda and not abheda which means you are not separating a part from a whole you are separating you are comparing two different groups which do not have you are not mentioning the common thing you are just distinguishing between two different groups not distinguishing a sub group from a larger group so in all previous cases nirdharana is where you take out the ekadesha from the samudaya here you are separating two different samudayas okay one is not a part of the other so in that case panchami vibhakti bhavati so let us take an example first mathuraha pataliputrakebhyah adhyataraha mathuraha the people of mathura adhyataraha are more prosperous or more rich than the people of pataliputra So here Mathura is a separate samudaya and Pataliputrakaha is a separate samudaya. There is nothing common as in. Of course, they are all people, so it is, arthataha kyopi abhedaha bhavati kintu. Here, it is intended as two separate groups. It is not one group being separated from a larger group. Two separate, vibhakte. So idani, Pataliputrakebhyaha adhyataraha. So So you have the comparison between two groups. You have panchami vibhakti. మాథురాః పాటలిపుత్రకేభ్యః అధ్యతరాః సో నౌ వి లుక్ ఎట్ ద వ్యాఖ్యాన నిర్ధార్యమాణస్య ఇతి నిర్ధారణ అవధేః ఇతి చేశః ఎతశ్చ నిర్ధారణం ఇతి అనువృత్తేః అత్ర అవధి వ్యావృత్వ ధర్మవత్వ బోధనమేవ సో హియర్ ఇట్ జస్ట్ ఇండికేట్స్ దట్ ద వన్ విచ్ ఇస్ బీయింగ్ సెపరేటెడ్ హ్యాస్ అ స్పెషల్ క్వాలిటీ వ్యావృత్త ధర్మ ఓకే హియర్ ద ధర్మ ఇస్ బీయింగ్ ఆధ్య అత్ర అవధి వ్యావృత్త ధర్మవత్వ బోధనమేవ నతు సముదాయాద్ ఏకదేశస్య ఇత్యంశః వివక్షితః అసంభవాత్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇంపాసిబుల్ బికాజ్ దేర్ ఇస్ సెపరేషన్ మాథురాః ఇతి అవధిత్వం పంచమ్యర్థః మథురాదేశీయాః పాటలీపుత్రదేశీయాపేక్షయా అతిశయేన ఆఢ్యాః ఇత్యర్థః అత్ర మథురాదేశీయత్వ పాటలీపుత్రదేశీయత్వయోః గోత్వ అశ్వత్వవత్ విరోధాత్ They are opposed to each other, like you say, Gotva and Ashwatva. So, Gotva is opposed to Ashwatva. If it is a go, it cannot be an Ashwa. If it is an Ashwa, it cannot be a go. Similarly here, if he is a Mathura, he is not a Pataliputraka. If he is a Pataliputraka, he is not a Mathura. So, Virodhat, Kathanjidapi Tadrupena na Abhedaha iti Nirdharana Vadhehe Panchami. So, in such cases, you have Panchami. That is, if you are comparing two separate groups, you have Panchami. If it is within a group you are separating a particular thing it is shashti or saptami so we'll stop here and we'll hopefully complete the saptami vibhakti prakarana in the next class any questions మునిత్రయ నమస్కృత్య తదుక్తి పరిభావ్య చ వైయాకరణ సిద్ధాంత కౌముదీయం విరచ్యతే strictly gives Panchami Bhakti, it could have been, but it does not make a sense because there again you have to say what is Nidharana and what is Vibhakta because this is very closely. That is why, even Dikshita cannot alter the Ashtadhyayi scheme because he has to say it is Nidharana. Dasya Nidharana is an Anuvratti. Then he has to define what is Nidharana and so on, which properly belongs in Dasti or Saptami, so he gives this. So he is not very strict about saying, okay, only this. It depends on the logical ending. But yes, if going by the strict sense as it gives Panchami Bhakti, this should have been in Panchami Bhakti Prakarana.